To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac. You got 5:30 Creed, 3:30 Country. I wonder when Jack is finally going to accidentally play the unedited version of whatever song he's supposed to play.
No, I know.
You haven't done it yet. It will happen.
It will.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
will.
I'm
going to tell you, that one was so edited, I couldn't even rap along
it.
With it.
Yeah.
Because it was throwing me off a little bit there. Yeah, another great song there. That's from the All Eyes on Me album. Jack brought me back to
that
Eyes
album.
On Me.
Right.
Now, I will say,
yeah,
we'll run a little low. Somebody need to start getting some.
I'll send you suggestions.
I'll step in there.
There's a few on my list that haven't been picked yet.
You should send me some.
Yeah, okay. We got plenty of songs.
All right, good.
We got plenty of them. Okay. Yes.
Don't worry. 3:30 countries. We got plenty of country songs.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine you don't need any of my suggestions.
Oh, the crowd's chanting 3:30 country.
No, you know what they're chanting? 3:30 country. That's how they're chanting.
No, but I figured you out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I figured you out by reading your mentions. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But I'm keeping it old school.
Oh, that I'm more likely to not hate on it if it's old. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's for sure. Because that's the real country stuff. I can't hate on that.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question is, if Jalen Hurts struggles in the first half on Sunday, would you put Tanner McKee in, yes or no? Now, Ike, I know you have said no. What do you think the Twitter poll is at?
No. I mean, I would say 68% say no.
63%. The interesting thing will be, we're all talking about it now. Ha, 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 no way. No way, no way. And then on Sunday.
When the game is happening.
Yeah, and we saw how quickly they started booing in the Bears game on Black Friday. Yep. It was quick. The first one wasn't even a 3-and-out, and there were boos. And I do wonder if they come out struggling, what that crowd is going to be like. And then, you know, the team can say they're not affected by it. They are, to a certain extent. I don't know if it's positively or negatively. But that place, if against the Raiders, after losing 3 in a row, when you're 11.5-point favorites, if they come out looking ugly on Sunday, that could be an ugly stadium on Sunday.
Yeah, well, and I wouldn't fault the fans if they are, because this isn't about not respecting your opponent in the Raiders. This is more or less about, the Raiders are a very bad football team.
Yeah.
They have a very bad football team with Kenny Pickett starting for them at quarterback. And if you have any ounce of interest in going out and winning this game, you should win this game if you're the Eagles.
Convincingly.
Yeah. So,
convincingly.
Well. Yeah. I'm taking W's right
okay,
now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, let me build up to convincingly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take a W right now. But I agree. This shouldn't be a struggle.
Everyone beats them pretty easily.
Yes. And the Raiders aren't even playing for anything other than pride and draft position. So I don't even know how much they even want to win.
Yeah.
So it would take you to have to play an awfully bad game for the Raiders to win this game Sunday.
But I'll tell you what, the Raiders are coming in here, and I remember this about the Giants. When we played the Giants the first time.
They're pros,
And they're smelling blood.
Yeah.
They're smelling blood. They have pride. Now, there's no hotshot rookie quarterback that we're facing, and it's not a division game.
Right.
But there's no way that the Raiders are coming in here with their heads hung low saying, no way we can beat this team.
I'm going to tell you this. We look up at halftime, Spike, and if it's a one-possession game, we're in trouble.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you. They're going to have to step on them quick.
Yeah. We're in trouble.
215-592-9494. Brandon and Perkasie, you're on WIP. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, B?
Hey, so I really don't know how this is even a conversation. Honestly, you have the reigning Super Bowl MVP as your quarterback, and you're questioning him the season after if you're going to bring his backup in.
Yes.
You know, even this past game, you look at his four interceptions, the first and last one shouldn't even have happened because they should have been running the ball.
Well, that's okay.
32 on its first interception.
Well, they have it.
It should have been Saquon.
And you would agree, Brandon, that he also got away with one that could have been an interception on a pretty terrible play. So it all evens out.
That was like the second play of the game,
yes.
I think.
I do agree.
He had five
Jalen
turnovers.
Hurts has not been perfect.
He's been bad.
Yes, he's not been perfect.
He's
this
been
year,
bad.
But also, he's only been very bad when his offensive coordinator has also been very bad.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So let me ask you something. When Jalen's playing good, is the offensive coordinator doing a good job?
I would say so.
Okay. So it's the same offensive coordinator, right? Probably with the same game plan, probably with the same other players. What is the offensive coordinator doing bad on the bad days and good on the good days?
So you even brought up that this week we saw different plays, which was a good thing.
And how that
a lot of times
how'd that end up?
A lot of times it's still time and place of the plays being called.
Mm. So what are some of the bad ones? What are some of the bad ones?
I would say his first interception that he got 3rd and 2. He should not have even been throwing the ball there.
Why not? He's the Super Bowl reigning Super Bowl MVP. Don't you think Josh Allen would throw on 3rd and 2?
Well, you also have Saquon, the leading rusher from last year.
Last year. Who's averaging 3.5 yards a game, and I think on 16 of his 22 rushes, he had like 3 yards or less.
I still trust him to get me 2 yards.
Okay.
Plays
so you wouldn't trust. So you think so much of the Super Bowl MVP, and I hear what you're saying. I understand how could we even be at this point, but everybody's watched the same games, and you're telling me you think so much of the Super Bowl MVP that he's the Super Bowl MVP. How could you possibly doubt him that you wouldn't trust him to throw the ball on 3rd and 2 and not throw an interception?
So you're right. It's not that I shouldn't trust him. It's just that I think that ball should have been ran there.
Mm-hmm.
My point was it just shouldn't have been in that situation in the first place.
Okay. Do you think Jalen could have just called a run at the line?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if they give him the control to do that.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the call,
Not a
Brandon.
Real spirited effort.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Because he knows it. It's like deep down. I'm not saying he knows. I can understand.
Well, you're saying he knows that at least the doubt is warranted.
The doubt is warranted. Yeah. He feels it. Yeah. I think when people.
Even I have to admit that it's warranted.
Yes.
Now, I wouldn't do it, but I can't say anybody's crazy for thinking about it. Or wondering it.
It's like two things. One, yes, it is crazy that we're in the situation that you would consider even talking about benching the reigning Super Bowl MVP. But I think it speaks to how bad they've looked this year. Like Jalen is not without blame in this being a conversation.
Right.
He's not. Now, it's something you said that is true that we've said over and over again. He's not the only reason that the offense is bad.
Yeah.
But the offense is really, really bad. And if we are going to give him so much of the credit when the offense is good,
yeah,
then he gets the lion's share of the players, well, of the blame
and,
when
and
he's bad.
And he's not helping it. Put it like this. If I were to take Joe Burrow as an example, everyone knows how terrible the offensive line is,
mm-hmm,
the lack of running game. Doesn't mean Joe Burrow goes out there and throws for 4 interceptions or 5 interceptions. He's still putting up numbers that gives you a chance. I know he had 2 interceptions this past week. I'm saying generally, he still is giving you a chance to win even with those deficiencies around you. So when I say Jalen, even with those things around him being an issue right now, he isn't helping his cause or the team's cause.
Yeah, I think that the difference between the two scenarios is that in that game that Joe Burrow threw the 2 interceptions, mm-hmm, the only reason they're in that game is because of Joe Burrow. That's the only reason that they had 33, 34 points, whatever they scored. Mm-hmm. He threw 2 bad interceptions. Absolutely, 100%. You can't say the same about Monday night's game.
Oh, yeah, those were bad.
They were in the game in spite of Jalen, largely on Monday night. And they scored 1 touchdown on a gadget play from the tush push from 50 yards away. That is the only touchdown they scored. You know, they
yes.
He is part, again, it doesn't mean you have to think that putting Tanner McKee in is the right move, but we are in this situation because of how bad Jalen has looked.
Well, especially the last 3 games.
Yes.
So here's the way I look at it. The things I gave him credit for and that you like about him from a quarterback standpoint and his contribution is taking care of the football and being clutch. Not making plays that cost you games. That's the thing that's been his hallmark as a quarterback. Not that he wows you with his play, per se. It's more or less he doesn't hurt you with his play for the most part. And I understand there's throws he missed and things he could do better from a schematic standpoint. I understand all of that. But he's been able to get by with that, playing complementary football to the other facets of the team with his play. That's what he's been noted and applauded for. Not because he's putting a cape on and somehow carrying the team. That's what I've always said. The thing that hurts his case right now is he's actually hurting the team with his play. That's what the last 3 games have been. That's where the change in the view of his play has happened. At least with me, at least I can argue, even if they win 10-7 in Green Bay, even if they win 17, whatever it was, against the Lions, because of his play not hurting the team, I can accept that as a win is a win. But when your play is actually contributing to the losses, for him, that's not good, because there's not enough there that he does from a tangible standpoint that people can look at and see and say, you know, they look at Josh Allen and they say, you see the Superman cape he puts on every week. You see it. So that's why he gets the rope that he gets.
Well, I think, too,
when it comes to if they lose a game or what have you.
I think, too, on Monday night, they were looking, again, Justin Herbert was not Superman.
Yeah.
He was doing whatever it took to win the football game on Monday night.
In fairness to Jalen,
yeah,
doesn't excuse the interceptions. There's a couple throws there. If his receiver makes the catches,
everything changes.
It looks different.
Yes,
100%. So that's being fair to Jalen. Like, he made some throws that were on money that should have been caught that was not caught. If those catches are made by AJ, the game looks different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The game looks different.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's just being fair to him on that that sense.
215-592-9494. Now, sometimes in the bedroom, you need to call in for backup. Your backup is supplied by Blue Chew.
That's right.
I was going to say.
No, you're not calling in Tanner
McKee. Yeah, what goes on in your house?
Yeah, well, look.
All right, move on.
Sometimes you need a little help.
Yes, the help is Blue Chew.
Correct.
Not another person.
Yes.
Well, unless that's what you're into. But in this case, we're talking about the issue being your performance, and it's okay. We've all been there, you know, and she knows. And trust me, you're like, oh, I don't want to have to be a guy that does this, but she's going to be thrilled that you did.
She doesn't want to bring it up.
No, that's why you have to take care of it.
Well, she wants to bring it up, but she doesn't want to embarrass you. So take it upon yourself.
You missed the bring it up joke, though.
You totally did.
Yeah. All right. Blue Chew makes chewables. That's what they do. They help you.
Bring it up.
Yeah, there it is. you don't have to have any doctor's appointments. No. You do it all at bluechew.com. Waiting for the appointment. No awkward conversation. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy because they ship you the chewables in a discreet
hard
package.
How about the first month free?
Hell yeah.
How about the first month free?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. First month is free. Use code 94 at checkout. That is code 94 at checkout. You get your first month free. All you do is pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly.
Chew it and do it, y'all. 215-592-9494. Matt and Maniunk, you're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
I was all fired up, but I had to listen to that commercial. Good Lord.
Come on, get you more fired up.
Yeah. Yo, only in this city, in Philadelphia, can the number one radio station on the air have two of its three hosts actually believe that we should sit Hurts. Thank God for Ike Reese.
Yeah, many people say that.
Yeah, it's true.
Again, I think there are situations where it might call for it. I don't think it is necessarily mandatory, but I don't think it's crazy to suggest there would be situations where it would be the right move.
I believe that Jack might actually believe that. I do not believe, Spike, that you actually think this.
I do. Well, here's the thing. Here is the scenario in which I believe it. If the organization does not believe Jalen is the future, then I think pulling him and putting McKee in and seeing what you have in McKee so you can make it a good decision this offseason, I think is the way to go. And I don't think it's crazy to think that the organization might be in that spot. Because here is the thing, Matt. Let's say, let me paint a scenario for you. Let's say the rest of the season is blah, right? Let's say they go 2-2, they win the division, they lose to Buffalo, they lose one of the Washington games, let's say. And they beat Washington once, and they beat the Raiders, and they look, you know, sort of like they've looked all season. And let's say they lose their opening playoff game, and we're all pissed off. Going into next season, with Jalen Hurts as a starting quarterback, how quick do you think people are going to turn? How quick? The middle of the first quarter of the first game, you have no information on Tanner McKee and you have no information on your future.
Is he a sixth round pick? Tanner McKee was a sixth round pick.
Where was Tom Brady picked?
Nailed it.
Where was Brock Purdy picked?
Timeout. Yeah. Tom Brady had the same offensive coordinator most of his career.
Stop.
Stafford has the same play caller. So does Burrow. So does Mahomes. The sixth new OC Hurts has to be.
And how different does the offense look? How different does the offense look with this sixth?
The offensive line is a disaster.
Wow.
We're no longer.
They're not a disaster.
We're running the tush push. We're not running the tush push. You're telling me that if we had a good offensive line, we're suddenly stopped running the tush push?
Oh, so
we've been using that play for 3 years.
So Matt,
you think Tanner McKee is going to stand back there and suddenly get time and
he Jalen Hurts has had plenty of time to throw the football this year. Let's call a spade here. Like, have they been good in running? Absolutely not. Has Jalen Hurts had plenty of time to throw the football? Absolutely, 100%. Plenty of time to throw the football.
Jalen Hurts, the Eagles' offense has been built on the fact that Hurts can use his legs.
Okay.
Run an RPO.
All right, Matt.
You have to be able to run the ball.
All right, Matt. Let me ask you something. When you've seen Jalen Hurts run this year, when you watch the game on Monday night, Jalen Hurts look interested in running to you? Jalen Hurts
when
is running.
He did.
But please. Jalen Hurts is running at an all-time low this year. Oh, why do you think that is?
You keep saying play and five turnovers. Two were on the same play. One was off A.J. Brown's freaking hands that I could have caught.
Okay, what you about the turnover to end the game? What about the turnover to a freaking 280-pound linebacker in the middle of the field that I could have seen? Five, if you can get rid of two of them, and there's still three that are terrible.
This is why we have a bad name. Thank God for Spike.
I agree.
I think so, too. Please clip that,
Jack. Ooh, boy.
Ike Reese and Iron Man.
Let me ask you something, Matt. Why don't you think Jalen's running the ball this year?
I don't know, and I will give you that one aspect.
He said,
okay, I remember when McNabb stopped running, and it literally took a the number one element that he provided besides his cannon arm,
yes,
that was why he was so good when he was younger.
Now we're getting there.
He doesn't want to get hurt. I understand he doesn't want to get hurt, but last week in the press conference, he said, if they're calling the play, I'm going to do it.
That's not what he said. That's what you heard, but that's not what he said. He spent
Matt, you make a good pass, the receiver has to catch the damn ball.
How many times has Devontae Smith saved his ass on an underthrown ball this year? Has Jahan Dotson saved his ass on an underthrown ball this year? Please, let's not act like this all doesn't even out with the bad passes, good passes. It all evens out. The numbers and the numbers, the results are the results. In three of the last five games, they've scored one touchdown. Four of the last five games, they scored one touchdown. He's the quarterback. They've scored one touchdown. You tell me that if four out of five games, the Buffalo Bills scored one touchdown, you wouldn't call me up and say, oh, Josh Allen. Would you?
Take a key to the future.
What's that?
Tanner McKee is not the damn future.
Okay.
AJ or Jalen Hurts just won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
He sucked. He sucked. That's why we're talking about it, Matt.
He had two games with perfect passer ratings. Did you
one.
Watch the Vikings?
One.
Did he suck then?
One. Okay.
And a half.
All right. You know what? Here's the thing, Matt. We'll even it out. In one game, he had a perfect passer rating. In one, he had a 31 passer rating. So one is 158.7. One's 31. Where's the middle? We'll just call it the middle. So 90?
This is my point.
Yes.
He is not worth sitting or even considering sitting, considering we have two freaking Super Bowls in my 45-year life.
There you go.
He is not the person we sit.
Okay.
Thank God for Ike Reese.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank God for Ike Reese.
Good battle there, too. Good battle. Listen.
Yeah, look, I respect
Matt. Ran out of supporting information, but he hung in there.
He goes, he actually, it looked like a light went off when he mentioned the McNabb thing.
Yeah.
He goes, look, Donovan wasn't close to the same player after he stopped running. And then he was like, oh no, did I just make Spike's point? The running thing is tough.
Yeah. Now listen, it's certainly a decision. It'll be, one of these days we'll find out why he's not running as much anymore.
Yes. We sure will. 215.
I don't know why.
215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. Elliot said earlier that there is a 93% chance that they will not bench Jalen Hurts at any point.
Did he really say 93?
He said 93% on the morning show.
He's the best.
He really is. He's unbeatable. Well, we try.
Not 90 or 99%, nope. Just 93.
You and I try. We try to beat him. Can't do it. Elliot joins us next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I talk to you about your home. I care about your home. Being a homeowner, kind of stressful. I'm going to make it a little less stressful for you. Talk to you about your water heater. Bradford White is what your water heater should be. I have Bradford White in my basement right there. What do I get? I get reliable hot water when I need it. That's what you want out of your water heater. It's professional grade. It's built to be the best. So look, when you're replacing something in your home, again, I know it's stressful. You want to know you're going to get something that's going to give you the performance you expect and you deserve. It's Bradford White. So when it's time, if it's your home, it's your business, they have those new fancy tankless water heaters. Or if you just want the standard regular tank water heater, I have that as well. You're not going to have to worry about getting reliable hot water, and you're not going to have to worry about replacing it for a very long time. Going to last longer than any other water heater on the market. So when it's time to replace yours, I'm going to get rid of the stress. Remember two words, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or go to bradfordwhite.com to find a pro near you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.